Hello, teachers. Ben Jennings here. We're in session 12 in our study in Numbers and Deuteronomy. This particular passage is Deuteronomy 30, 11 through 20. The last two lessons, this week's lesson and then the next week's lesson, are both dealing with, of course, towards the end of Deuteronomy, and it's some of the last things that are being said by Moses before he dies, and he doesn't go into the promised land. And he is speaking on behalf of God in this one, and then in the next one, he is giving his own blessing to the children of Israel. And so in today's text, he's really trying to just challenge them. He has led this people, and sometimes they've made good choices, but a lot of times they haven't made good choices. And so you can imagine, like, a leader's leading. It's kind of like a kid's graduated. He's about to go to college. Mom and dad aren't going to be around anymore. And they're like, okay, we can't be here to kind of oversee everything. So what do I tell you here at the end? Right. And so that's kind of a little bit of the feeling that you get, although obviously this is God speaking. This is kind of the message through his messenger towards the end. So you see that every believer, and this is kind of the big idea, we should be completely devoted to God. We need to make good choices. We need to choose to be obedient. And so every believer should give their complete devotion for three reasons that we find here in Deuteronomy 30. We're going to look at 11 through 20. He gives them basically three reasons. The first reason you should obey God and give your God complete devotion is because God's will is very, very clear. So the first reason is the clear command. He says in verses 11 through 14, For this commandment which I have commanded thee this day is not hidden from thee, neither it is afar off. That kind of becomes the outline for the next two statements. It is not in heaven, hidden from you, right? That thou shouldest say, who shall go up for us to heaven and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it? What is he saying? This isn't my will that I haven't told you about, that you don't know about, that I've hid from you. No, it's not been hidden. And then it's also not far away. Verse 13, neither is it beyond the sea, that thou shouldest say, who shall go over the sea for us and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it? So he's saying it's not something that's far away, maybe even on the other side of the ocean, right? Out there in the unknown. No, it's not far away. Where is it? Verse 14. But the word is very nigh unto thee, in thy mouth and in thy heart, that thou mayest do it. This kind of harkens back to what we learned in Deuteronomy 6, where he says, this law which I give you this day shall be in your heart, and you'll teach it diligently to your children. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Love your neighbor is the one that Jesus says second to it. Love your neighbor as yourself. This is where all the law and the prophets hang on. So what the first reason why we should give complete devotion to God is because what it looks like to give devotion to God is not hard to figure out. He has revealed it to us. He has given us his law. He has given us what he wants. And so that's the first thing. It's not far away. It's not hidden. It's very, very clear. The command is clear. Here's the second reason. The consequences are clear. The reason number two, the clear consequences, verses 15 to 18. He says, see, I have set before you this day life and good, death and evil. There's two consequences. You can choose life and good or death and evil, right? He says, and if you choose life and good, what's going to happen? He says in verse 16, in that I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply. And the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land whither thou goest to possess it. So what's the consequences if you obey? Life and good. Like, there are the natural consequences of living according to the way that God set it up. And then there are supernatural consequences in that God, as a loving father, wants to bless you, choose to bless you when you be obedient. But there's also bad consequences. He says here, death and evil, verse 17. But if thine heart turn away, so that thou will not hear, but shall be drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, I denounce you I denounce unto you this day that ye shall surely perish, and that ye shall not prolong your days upon the land whither thou passest over Jordan to go to possess it. Pretty clear. If you don't obey me, if you don't do what I say, then there's going to be, again, natural and supernatural, right? God-given consequences. You're not going to live according to my law, and so that's going to bring natural consequences. And then you're not going to do what I say, and I'm not going to prolong your days. I'm not going to help you. And so, why should we live in complete devotion to God? Well, what He wants is clear, and the consequences of not doing what He wants is also clear. So that makes this last thing, the last reason that we should give devotion to God, the natural next step, and that is the clear choice. That's what he says here in verse 19. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you. What does that mean? He's saying, it is very clear, Pete, God in heaven and those on earth know that this has come to this place. This is the day that I make it really clear. There's a choice. There's a line in the sand. This is the day that you're going to go back to whenever you choose to do the right thing or the wrong thing, because it's very clear on this day. I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Okay? It's like I've set before you the consequences. I've given you the data. What should you do? He says, therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live, that thou mayest love the Lord thy God, thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him, for he is thy life and the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give them. Man, that's super clear, right? What I want you to do is clear. The consequences, both good and bad, of you doing them is clear. So the choice is clear. Choose life. Don't choose the wrong one. Choose the right one. Of course, Moses is giving the message of God to the children of Israel in this moment. And he's speaking on behalf of God. And they have this choice that's a very practical one, in the sense that they're going into the promised land as the children of Israel, as his covenant people, to do that. But the application is like really vivid, very obvious. Those of us who know Christ as a Savior, who have been saved, we know that there are consequences, even though we're saved, even though there's no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. There are consequences when we don't do what God wants. When we choose sin, then we're choosing the way of death. When we choose obedience, then we're choosing the way of life. And so we should choose life, right? There's also clear application to those who are not saved. You can live for yourself now. You can choose not to repent. You cannot believe in Jesus. And that ultimately will lead to eternal death. If you choose to put your trust in Jesus, God gives you his righteousness and he gives you eternal life. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. And so on Sunday, when you teach this lesson, there may be people in your class. In fact, I hope there's people in your class that don't know Jesus. And you get to say to them, hey, choose life. Don't choose death. Choose life. Put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ. I hope this helped you. I say that every week. I hope this little short video helped you think through how to teach this lesson. It's very basic, but it's so clear, and so much of life basically comes down to, what are you going to choose? Are you going to choose death, your way, man's way, Satan's way, or are you going to choose life, God's way, the way of the Holy Spirit, the way of Jesus Christ? Have a great week.